T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 1 o'clock, then CMB will come your way. Of course, Mike after that. We are live, living color from the Mike Francesa Studios here high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. The Yankees take 2 out of 3 over the weekend from Oakland. Big day for Giancarlo yesterday. Another solid performance from Severino. Yankees continue to roll. Mets continue to unroll as they an abbreviated split of a 2-game series, miraculously winning Friday night with the Conforto home run in the 9th inning, then Mesoraco following that up. And then yesterday, something I've never seen before in my lifetime, a 45-pitch first inning by Jake DeGrom where he gives up no runs, and then we don't see him for the rest of the game. I mean, it just was, and the Mets, of course, lose 4-2 as they leave a small country on base.
That, it was weird. You're so right. It was weird.
I mean, it was very strange yesterday.
I'm watching this first inning, and I think he's one of the few guys on this Met roster where you just believe he's going to get through.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
You just believe it.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I'm with you.
Even when he walks the first 3 guys, and yep, all of the at-bats were long and they were
20
agonizing.
Foul balls.
Incredible. Even when he does that, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? He may give up a run, but he's not going to implode. You know, Jake's going to find a way. And Jake found a way. And somehow, and I thought what was the most impressive is when he struck out the last three faces of the inning, Michael Franco, on like the 11th pitch.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a marathon. And Ron Darling brought up a very good point. He brought up how Mickey Callaway had told him in spring training that when a starting pitcher throws that many pitches in an inning, it can really affect them as the game goes on. So he didn't say they're going to take Jacob DeGrom out, but he started floating the idea that Mickey may do something. And when I saw that the Mets had sent out a pinch hitter in the 2nd inning, I actually got it. I was actually okay with it.
No, I understand what he was doing, especially him coming off the DL.
Well, that's it.
I get it. I mean, 45 pitches, a lot of stressful pitches in that first inning.
Yeah.
You know, I get what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me is it's another wasted start with DeGrom.
It's a wasted start. No, absolutely.
That's the one thing that bothered me.
Well, I think it's the situation that stinks. The situation that he was coming off a brief DL stint with the elbow issue, and the fact that in his first start back, he has an inning like that.
Yeah.
Because if it was any other game, I'd say send him out for the 2nd inning.
Right.
Because Jake
could
settle down. He's one of those old-fashioned aces that I think will get better as the game goes on. And maybe he'll give you 5 innings. Maybe somehow
he'll
find a way.
Well, he wasn't going to do any more than that.
Right.
You know that.
Right. But I think because of the fact that it was his first start back from that incredible scare that we all had, I understood it. And here's a bottom line. The Mets had a chance to win the game anyway.
Oh, my God.
But you hit it on the head.
They left everybody on base.
And I think that's even more so than the Nick Williams home run off Paul Sewald and should Callaway have gone to Blevins Blevins.
Right.
More than any of that was the fact that the offense couldn't get a big hit.
Hey, look, they had the bases loaded, 1 out in the 1st inning. They couldn't score. You know, they left a ton of guys on. Conforto had a big spot in the game where he didn't get it done. Cespedes, after that double by Cabrera, which I thought was going to be a home run to tie the game, but it hit the top of the scoreboard.
Me too.
He popped out to end that inning. You know, they had multiple chances. And base runners on in just about every inning in this game.
And what's so infuriating, and I don't know how you felt, but I could tell you how I felt because I expressed it on Saturday, is that game Friday night had the feel
yes.
of a game that could change everything.
Yeah, I agree. Because I totally thought they were not winning that game.
Of
and he couldn't
not.
Touch Arrieta the whole
right.
game.
Who thought the Mets were winning Friday night?
Nobody.
And then, Joe, Conforto just misses a home run. So there's no way he's actually going
right.
to hit a home
right.
run.
Right, and then he hits it two pitches later.
So I looked at it not only for the Mets, but for Michael Conforto, that could be his breakout game. And he had a very quiet 1-for-4 yesterday, including a couple of strikeouts late. And it's almost as if Friday night just never happened.
Yep.
So
maybe the rain out hurt him on Saturday. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. But I really thought that was the kind of win that could turn things around. And it's only been one game because of the rain out. And now they have an off day today and they have an off day Thursday.
Right.
But now it doesn't feel that way. Saturday morning, there was hope. Now, as I sit here Monday morning, it's blah.
Yeah, it's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, and now they come home where they don't play great. We know that. What do they got? Two games with Toronto, right?
Yes.
And then who they play? Arizona?
The Diamondbacks.
Arizona, was it 3 or 4? That's right. They're off Thursday, so it's got to only be 3.
It's only a 3-game series.
Right.
They have, and this is an opportunity, but we keep saying this over and over again, the next 8 games, here's who they play. The Blue Jays for 2.
Right.
The now struggling Diamondbacks
right.
for 3. They
right.
actually got beat up over the weekend.
Right.
And then they play the Marlins. So how about.
In Miami or
no,
here?
No, at City.
Okay.
At City. How about on this homestand?
Be
I'm
nice.
Going to get nuts here. How about the Mets win 6 of 8?
It'd be nice.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Probably not.
Who am I kidding?
Probably not.
Who the heck am I kidding?
It'd be nice to see Syndergaard have a dominant performance tomorrow night.
That would be.
I mean, wouldn't that be nice
that
tomorrow?
That would be
like a dominant performance by Syndergaard.
You know, I never discovered this until the last 2 years having a son. So when my son walks around and he's about to fall, there's a part of me that gets nervous because I don't want him to get hurt. Now, I know that's a part of life and he's going to get hurt and he's going to have to recover, right? But you get nervous. I now feel that way every time I watch Yoenis Céspedes. I feel
oh, yeah.
like
something's
going
to happen to him.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like I'm watching my toddler, and he's about to fall down. Yeah. Every time Yoenis does anything, Joe, I'm nervous that he's going to get hurt. We're not going to see him for a
month. And he was pretty spry yesterday. I mean, he beat out a base hit, infield hit. He made a couple nice plays in the outfield. He had one coming in on a tough catch that he made. And I guess he did hit the home run, but that's just trotting around the bases. somehow he's surviving at this point.
I know, but it's still nerve-wracking.
I'm with you.
On that,
I'm waiting for the DL any minute.
We're all waiting, and on every play.
Yep.
That catch he made, and you mentioned it was a very good running catch.
Yeah.
As I'm watching him do it, it looked painful.
Yeah.
It looked as if he was in pain and he was agonizing as he was making that play. And so I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. Giannotti made a point this morning where he really believes, and I don't agree with him, but I understand his point. He believes that as soon as Frazier's back, and as
they're
soon
gonna
as
DL him?
That they're going to DL him.
Oh, they might. Bruce is back now. We'll be back tomorrow.
He's back tomorrow. We'll
right.
see about Frazier.
Right.
I don't believe that's the case, but what I do believe is that at any moment, and it may not even be on the baseball field.
No, it could be anywhere.
He's going to get hurt, and he's going to be on the DL.
Yeah, no, I think it's inevitable he's going to be on the DL at some point. I'd be very surprised. And like I said, he was pretty effective yesterday, considering. I mean, but you're right. You just wait for that, you know, when's the kill shot, if you will. I hate to use that word.
Well,
but when is that going to happen that's going to put him on the DL?
And think about with this with Céspedes. The Mets are not at the quarter mark like a lot of teams are because they've had rainouts. They have off days. So they're actually a few games short. But Yoenis Céspedes has 8 home runs and 28 RBIs. If you do the whole quarter point with those numbers, you've got 30 and 100.
Yeah, of course.
So
no, right.
He's produced despite not having the highest average, despite the fact that he looks banged up and it looks like he's going to get hurt every 5 seconds. He just looks – he's produced is the bottom line.
He has. I'm with you. And they need him. The bottom line is they need this bat in the lineup. Because even with Bruce and Frazier back, you know, Frazier's been slumping before he got hurt. Bruce has really not hit all year. Let's be honest about it. Conforto, outside of the home run he hit the other night, and he had a couple of good at-bats in that game. He hasn't done anything. What has he done? He's got 3 homers and 9 RBIs. He's barely batting 200. I mean, so, you know. Drubel's been great all year. As Drubel Cabrera's been their best hitter all year. I mean, he's had a very good year. Seems like he gets 2 hits every game.
Yeah.
Outside of that, well, what is it?
Yeah, we talked a while ago about what's good about this team, and the more you watch him, the more you realize that if you had to pick, okay, well, what's the biggest issue with this team? The biggest issue is probably just not scoring enough runs.
Yeah, I
agree. It just comes down to
that. The pitching hasn't been that bad.
It's been better. Matt's been better.
Right. Matt's pitched well the other day. The bullpen's been, you know, they've had their good moments. They've had their bad moments.
Right.
Yesterday, they pitched well enough, in spite of the 3-run home run by Williams, they pitched well enough to win the game. They just didn't score.
Absolutely. And I said this to you on Friday. I don't know if I said this on the air and I was wrong about it, but I want to give some credit to the Yankees for this. I said to you on Friday morning, this series against Oakland has the makings of a letdown and losing two out of three.
And they did lose Friday.
And it looked like it was headed that way, right? Yep. Because Sonny Gray went back to being terrible.
Yep.
They give up 10 runs on Friday night.
Yep.
The Yankees just, it felt dead.
They four back on. They were four down in a game on Saturday. They came back to win it.
Yeah, so then Saturday comes around.
Of course, with the big hit.
And they're down early to the Oakland A's. Or actually, they're up early, and then Herman gives up the 5 runs in the fourth inning, and they're behind. But then they fight right back in the fifth. They have this long slog of an extra inning game. A guy like A.J. Cole steps up and gives him a couple of scoreless innings. And then you mentioned it. Neil Walker gets the big hit. And then yesterday there was no doubt because the ace was on the mound. So the Yankees, in what really had the makings of just a letdown series against the boring Oakland A's, they responded, and they did it with guys stepping up. From A.J. Cole on Saturday with the innings out of the bullpen to Neil Walker, who has started to heat up. Yeah, and the Yankees just ho-hum. They win 2 out of 3.
Yep.
I guess if there's one negative you can draw out of this is that they just can't gain ground on the Red Sox.
Yeah. Well,
that despite this historic run they're on, they're still only tied for first place.
Go win 2 games here in Washington. Can you do that?
Yes, please.
Do that.
Yeah, can you do that?
That'd be good.
And they're going to get quite the challenge on Wednesday.
Because what are you getting, Scherzer Wednesday?
Mad Max Scherzer with those crazy eyes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a challenge minus the DH. But the Yankees, with winning 2 out of 3, are now 28-12. Mm. The Red Sox, who won 2 out of 3, are 28-12. And it just feels, especially with the Diamondbacks, so I don't think it's that good to begin with. They got cooled off over the weekend, that these just feel like the two best teams. Yeah. Obviously, the Astros are a part of the discussion as well.
Yep.
The problem for the Yankees and the Red Sox, and I think it's great that Major League Baseball added the new format a few years ago with the second wild card spot, is that we've got a true American League Eastern divisional race. Because I was saying this to Recco off air. If this was 2001 or 1998.
Yeah, then you know both are making the playoffs and it really doesn't matter.
It'd be boring.
Right.
It really
One of them
boring.
Is going to be a wild card team.
Yeah,
One of them will be.
You may have, and I'm not saying these teams are going to keep up a 700 winning ball pace, but you may have 2 100 win teams and you may have to have a 100 win Red Sox team playing a 1 game playoff against like an 83 win Mariner team. And they could lose that game because it's 1 game.
Sure. So Robbie Cano, but he broke his hand. Didn't I see Robbie Cano speaking to the Mariners?
He
broke his hand.
And that is a shame because one of the great compliments about Robinson Cano is he plays every day. And that is a great compliment because you look around baseball and there's a lot of guys who can't. There's a lot of guys who get hurt. Even the indestructible Mike Trout got hurt last year. We know about Cespedes.
Right.
And Robbie Cano plays 150 games every single year. And that's not going to happen this year because it's just flat out bad luck. Just flat out bad luck. He gets
hit by a pitch. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yep.
It's a shame for the Mariners, who have actually had a pretty good season. They're in one of those wild card spots right now. It's a shame for them. And it's a shame for Robbie Cano. Because in this day and age, I think that's one of the more important things. A guy who can go out there and play every freaking
because we don't
day.
See it.
We don't. And Robbie Cano's been able to do it. Unfortunately, that streak's going to end. But this is going to be fun, this Yankee Red Sox race. This weekend was a great example of it. These two teams just don't lose.
Yeah.
No, they just don't lose.
You're right.
28-12?
Yeah.
And you're not 5 games up?
No, it's unbelievable.
You're 28-12. You expect to have a comfortable lead.
Yep.
And that goes for both the Yankees and the Red Sox, obviously.
No, you're right.
Now, we've got breaking news, and I think it's great news. I think it's wonderful news. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that the federal ban on state-sanctioned sports betting is unconstitutional. So it is decided in favor of the state of New Jersey, which now means
they're going to have sports books
everywhere.
Well,
it's going to follow other states.
As
they're
going
to try to allow sports betting. So this is a big moment for all the major sports, and it's a big moment for America.
And they should.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous they don't have sports books in Atlantic City.
Well, guess what?
Now they will.
There may be a sports book every other block before you know it.
Yeah, well, could be.
It's like
the old days when you had the old TBs.
That's right. Yeah, they're still around.
Oh, they're
still
really?
I think there are.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen one of those.
Maybe I'm thinking of 10 years ago.
No, but I haven't seen an old TB in a while.
I once went in on one. It was a weird place.
I have to ask Monzo. He probably would know.
Yeah, he'd be
Mike
all over
would
that.
Know. Mike would know.
I don't go to OTB.
I don't go there.
You think I go there?
You think I'm going to do that?
Come on now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.